recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Drop trial. Adam Carolla, board certified men. Dr. Drew, everybody. 200, you hear me?
Drop trial. You said drop trial.
Dropping trial, man. This close to dropping trial. Sorry, man.
After you booted.
Dude, you boot, then you drop trial.
Hey, speaking of that.
Wait a minute. I want to thank today's sponsors, lifelock.com, promo code Adam. TrueCar.com, TheraWorksRelief.com, and you can download Pluto TV, all your favorite devices. Go ahead, Drew.
I'm glad you brought that up because it made me think about something that made me uncomfortable during the Kavanaugh hearing, which was, well, let me read you a criticism of somebody listening to me talk about it, and then I'll then tell you what it was I said. It's a guy named Mark Mitchell.
Something you said about the hearing?
Yes. Please confront Dr. Drew. This is Mark Mitchell. Please confront Dr. Drew about his comment that white privilege was on display at the Kavanaugh hearing on the This Life podcast, episode 152, at 23 minutes and 27 second mark. I had to rewind it three times to make sure I heard correctly. Hashtag nauseating. A, thank you for listening to that podcast. B, phenomenal that he went back and listened three times. But C, here's what I meant, whether I said it or not. I think pretty clearly I said, and I'll say it again. And I'll stand by it, which is that what struck my ear during the Kavanaugh hearing was the way he didn't seem to understand him talking about prep schools and Yale and law school and how hard he worked, how it would strike a certain population in this country, that people would perceive it as white opportunity, white privilege on display, which it kind of is. I mean, he made the most of it, and he worked his ass off. I have no doubt. I did the same thing, but I would cringe by getting up and going, "Hey, man, I went there. I went to Yale." It just strikes the ear badly, and he didn't seem to understand that it would land that way. That's what I was saying.
I didn't listen to every morsel of it. I was traveling and doing a car race, and I was also in a place that didn't have any TV or cable TV. Sounds like a stretch, I know.
You're dropping trial.
I was literally didn't have access to all of it, but I heard quite a bit of it as well. And all right, so it seems to me I remember the part where he was saying he worked his tail off and he was he was at the top of his class, but I don't remember.
And there's a bunch of white dudes with nicknames going to a Jesuit private school and sort of glorying in all that.
Well, hold on a second.
Rather than going, hey, just a note of reflection would have been, I think, done him.
Well, I'm not sure. So. But I'm not sure what we wanted out of him. I mean, you wanted him to say, like, I know most people don't have these opportunities.
That's all he had to say. And then go, but I worked my ass off. These were my friends. It was a great experience for me. It was so much, well, you can understand I was in these great places and everybody would want to be at these places. And
but
I just take full advantage of it.
I don't know if you're capturing that quite correctly.
Maybe not.
I mean, you have to find some clips of that. I found him. I heard clips of him saying he worked hard, he got to the top of his class, and so on and so forth. But I didn't hear a lot of talk about where he was.
Oh yeah, he did a lot of talking about, and then he'd list a bunch of white kids with nicknames. And
Drew, your friends were all fucking white too.
Yes, I would have made note of that.
But
I would at least.
What do you mean make
note
of it? Why do you have to fucking make note of the race of your friends?
Well, because for the same reason you just said, it would have helped him. I think if he said, I know most people don't have this opportunity, but
I don't.
This was
I think
my
this
upbringing.
Is some sort of new retarded
new.
World
it
order. I don't know why you have to make note of your white friends or your white privilege or your white school or your white anything, unless that's part of the equate, unless it's part of the allegation.
I understand, and to some extent, that was that, you know, this is always about white males being rapacious and out of control and stuff.
Well, first off, I'm assuming there's a fair bit of raping going on in the black and Hispanic community. Whoa, what? I'm assuming this isn't a market that's been cornered by white males. I'm assuming that there's probably a dusting of rape going on in the black, Hispanic, and other marginalized communities. Do you disagree with that statement?
All right.
So if black folks rape and Hispanic folks rape and white folks rape, then why is there a discussion that has to do with the color of your skin versus rape?
In that you're in a job interview, and part of that interview is your public perception and how you're going to be perceived and received. And I just thought making that they just struck
but
the
he
ear.
He raped
badly.
A black girl from the inner city?
That's not what I said.
Well, where'd she come from? I mean, wasn't she a recipient of white privilege?
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, she went to the prep school?
No, I understand, but she's not at the applicant. You know what I mean? She's not making the
job. No, I get it, but you in order to
– Listen, but this struck my ear, and I would imagine – and I'm not super sensitive to that stuff.
Yes, and you are.
No, I'm really not. I try to be, but
I'm not
super
know
sensitive
why we need – I'm not sure why we need to graft race – I know we have to graft race into every.
Well, this is more about class, really.
All right, but then the class discussion morphs into a race discussion.
A little bit.
Well, that's what you're doing. I mean,
yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay,
but it's really about class.
Right, but the thing about sexual assault and whether it happened or didn't happen seems to be an across the board, and not only limited to the United States, but parts of Central and South America, Mexico, France, parts of Canada. Yes?
Yeah.
So I didn't even know why we're the part that bothers me is when they go, you know, these white males, they need to step back. And it's like, all right, but I don't know who's building the bridges responsible for the rocket program in curing AIDS.
Did you see that crazy tweet?
Just all white. Well, hold on. The white people that are curing AIDS don't need to. The white males that are curing AIDS don't need to step. Or malaria.
Gay white men are fine. Be fair.
How dare you say that only gay scientists work on AIDS?
That's not what I meant.
All right, Drew. Why are you making so much noise? Go ahead.
I'm moving this paper. But all right, let me talk about this. TheraWorks, leg or foot cramps, you know, they can be painful and they can disrupt your sleep and they are a problem, particularly if you try to exercise. Some people, they can't get to exercise, can't let themselves exercise because it's followed by so much cramping. Well, with TheraWorks Relief, non-greasy foam proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. Plus, with daily regular use, TheraWorks Relief can prevent muscle cramps before they start. So if you're one of these nocturnal muscle cramp peoples, we use it at night, use it in the morning, use it before exercise. Takes only minutes to apply, absorbs quickly. I've been talking about this all over the place, and it's a great product. Holidays are around the corner. If you know someone who suffers with muscle cramps or soreness, there's no better gift. Get TheraWorks Relief today. You can get it at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, or talk to your pharmacist. Learn more at TheraWorks, TheraWorks, Relief.com. Again, it is for muscle cramps, particularly nocturnal cramps or cramps after exercise. It's been used in a lot of situations where it's been proven to work and work fast. So TheraWorks Relief.
Drew, remember, all right, so I have a sort of fundamental objection to race being grafted on to just about every disagreement or exchange, which I take umbrage to. The notion where you go, these white males, these old white males, the idea that, you know, Joy Behar would make fun of old and white when she's old and white. I don't know why anyone doesn't sort of see the irony in that. And also, I have a young white male who lives in my house who will be an old white male, God willing, one day. I'm not willing to dump him the bathwater out with him. And you have two young white males as well. This yep. notion of, hey, you need to apologize or step back or stand back or shut up. Not a great direction, I would say, well, why don't we go ahead and see how my son turns out, and then we can go ahead and judge accordingly, but we're not going to factor in the color of his skin or his gender. We'll just see how he acts as one of God's creatures on this planet. Call me old-fashioned. All right, so I'd kind of, in terms of equality. To me, that's kind of the ultimate equality. If you want to talk about equality and then start saying that guy's white and he's a male or he's old or whatever it is, now you're kind of flying in the face of your own proclamation.
My sons have gotten very used to things that they need not apply to, that they like to do, but they just need not apply.
What's that mean?
They would not be considered, in spite of being excellent candidates, they would not be considered because of their gender or skin color. For sure. That happens all the time to them.
Right. So it's part of the New World Order. I couldn't be a fireman in 1984. Yeah. And now your sons can't, conduct the Philharmonic?
But lots of certain graduate school programs and things. They just don't apply.
All right. Well, don't worry. This is as good as setting OJ free because of all the past atrocities that were done to black men. It's okay.
All
right. I don't know how that fixes anything, but that's the way humans work. And I would argue it's flawed. Now, the interesting thing is I've noticed, and I'm curious, let's see if we can get Drew's honest take on this situation with Ford, what went on, and how it worked. I've always had a thought. I've focused a lot on language, and I've been telling you for a long time, a lot of folks on the left are trying to control the language.
Oh, yeah.
And they're controlling the language. And when you control the language, you control the argument.
The narrative, yeah.
And the narrative. Now, sometimes it's just correcting people's pronunciation and winning the argument with the correct. It
like
could be
said,
Iran or
heels.
Iran or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's part of it. The other part is a little more insidious, which is making proclamations that are not substantiated in any sort of lab environment, and then having everyone just pick it up and run with it. You heard me, and one of your favorite jokes from 20 years ago was when we would sit around in Loveline circa 1998, 1999, and somebody decided to say, rape is not a sexual crime. Yes. It's about power.
Yeah.
It's a crime of power.
Violent
it's a violent
crime.
Power, but it's not about sex.
No.
It's about power
only.
It's all and so
nothing of sex.
Somebody made this retarded proclamation. All the other sheep just grabbed it and ran with it.
Finish the joke. Come on.
Okay, Drew loves it. I'll tell it to Matt. Matt,
you understand?
It has nothing. Rape is not a sexual crime. It's a crime about power, and it's a crime about violence. It's no different than if you're walking your dog Taco down the street and I came up behind you, conked you over the head and took your wallet and came and then left, okay? Or if
and
I went
came again.
No, but like
just
if
once,
I went into
once.
My liquor store or something and I grabbed the Middle Eastern guy behind the counter, reached into the cash register, tore out all the cash, jizz came out of my penis. And then but that's how sexual it would be. I mean, the only element of rape that makes it a sexual crime is the part where a guy is coming. Other than that,
the semen comes out of the penis during a rape? What?
Yes.
What?
Other than
that, all power.
It's all about power.
Other than that.
It's all about power. And then you come, but it's about power. It's all about the power. It's only about power, except for the cum part, but then it's right back to the power. Do you understand? That was Drew's favorite joke from 20 years ago, because I would start breaking down these scenarios. Let's say you're in line at an ATM, and it's dark, and you're bad side of town, and some guy comes up with a tire iron, then he comes, and then he steals your PIN number, and he maxes out your card, and then he comes. It's no different than that crime.
Same crime.
It's the
same crime.
Same. It's about power. So there's this interesting verbiage that goes on.
Oh.
It's an academic thing.
Yeah.
They want to control language.
Yeah.
I am telling you, all I do is sit back
this
and study.
This is your next book. The next book's got to be about language.
Control the language.
The new U.S. dictionary.
Control the language.
Yeah.
Control the argument.
Yeah.
Win the war.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
So you start defining things as whatever it is, right?
Yep.
Now, you then go, okay.
And by the way, that's about power. I've noticed that every generation of physicians come up with their new pronunciation. of things.
Oh, yeah.
Just to forget, it's the same language even, but now we're going to pronounce it a different way. Hey, skeletal. Skeletal, not skeletal.
Right.
Skeletal.
Well, it's all yeah, it's Carnegie. Yeah, right. It's all the same thing. All right. Now a simple question I posed to my wife last night.
Okay.
If it's all about power and it's not about sex, here's a hypothetical. What percentage of rapes would men commit if you said you have a magic wand and that person will willingly have sex with you? Mm. There is no violence. There is no power. There is no any of...
What if you took away their penis or testosterone?
Well, you could... One could argue that's a magic wand. No, I'm saying what percentage of rapes would there be if you went to every 19-year-old drunken rapist, roofie, whatever guy and went, hey, put away the roofies. You got a magic wand. You get to have sex. That person will willingly have sex with you tonight. No struggle,
He would lie down.
Right.
The male would lie down. Forget to go exert power. He would just lie down.
Now, I would say then.
Think about that.
Well, you know what I said to Lynette last night? She said, that's an interesting hypothetical. Can we get the kids out of the room? I said, no, they need to hear this. So then I said, there is a percentage of guys who are violent,
yeah,
who are sociopathic,
oh, yeah,
who are serial killers or
yes,
whatever,
yes,
and they like the part where they kill the victim, yes, after they rape
that's
them and leave them by the riverside.
Tiny number of people, yeah.
But if the overwhelming majority of potential rapists had the magic wand where the person they wanted to have sex with would willingly have sex with them, then I don't think it's about power. Does that fly in the face of the power argument?
Yep, it does.
All right. So this notion
But maybe you could argue that because they don't have the ability to exert themselves in such a way that they're able to have sex with that person, then they resort to power as the means, you could argue.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But the argument of power sort of, well...
So argue the power is the means, not the purpose.
Now, step two.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided that these guys or that rape is not an act of sex or an attempt at sex. It's a violent act of power. Now, that's one part of the language we'll control, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like me to tell you about part two?
Yes.
Let me tease it.
Okay.
I'll tell you about LifeLock, and then I'll tell you the second part of the language.
Okay.
LifeLock, probably heard by now that hackers exploited a security vulnerability in Facebook, potentially exposing personal information from nearly 50 million accounts. That's a lot of accounts. With your personal info, criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, and buy property all in your name. And once you get your credit screwed up, good luck unringing that bell. So many threats in today's connected world. It just takes one weak link for criminals to get in and steal your identity. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you cannot easily see or fix on your own. It's LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM. Terms apply.
Okay, so part one is basically taking rape and defining it as an attack, a power, and a violent attack that has nothing to do with sexuality.
Correct.
All right, number one.
Number one.
Number two part of then sort of bringing this home is taking the definition of assault and spreading it out pretty wide, and sexual assault pretty far and pretty wide. When we grew up, if somebody said they were sexually assaulted, that was sort of jogging in the park and somebody jumped out of the bushes with a knife.
I noticed the word attack or attacker has gone wide too.
Mm-hmm.
So assault, attack, attacker.
Right.
Yeah.
So now what you do is you take – now, my head on the judge is – I mean, Ford's not a great witness, and there's nothing wouldn't hold up anywhere. And there's all sorts of stuff going on with her that seemed very bizarre to me about wanting to have two front doors and not wanting to fly and then flying. And like, there's a whole, feel like there's a whole bunch of the rest of her story, as we would know from doing Loveline for all these years. But I don't not believe that Kavanaugh did this. I do. I feel like he did a version of this to her. But you have to understand, we're living in a world, if he says, hey, we were drunk, this was kind of hijinks, fun and games. Yeah, I jumped on her. I groped her. She started screaming. I put my hand over her mouth. I was laughing. My friend was laughing. He jumped on the bed. We were drunk. He fell off. I mean, it was basically what you knew of in the past, in another world, in a different time, in a different society. That was sort of high school hijinks. And someone could go, well, but wait a minute. He groped her. And they're like, yeah, but he didn't do what we grew up with defined as sexual assault. That was not how we define it when you grew up. But
did we ever even talk about it?
No, but there's a new definition of it.
I agree.
And if you are going to say, look, we've done the math on the language, this is not a sexual thing, this is a control, an attack, and a violent, and the word assault and sexual assault has been broadened to the point where this fits into it, now you are an attacker who attacked a victim and attempted to sexually assault them, rape them, and possibly kill them. Well, guess what? That you have to deny, right?
Yep.
You must deny that.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere if you go, well, yeah, but no, we're not going any further. So we're now living in an era where, because of the control of the language and because of the broadening of definitions of everything, you have to just lie. You have to just go, I wasn't even in the apartment that day. I didn't even saw her. I wasn't even there. Because if you put yourself there, you're now a sexual predator. You see? Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming some version of this. The part where it's like, oh, they were laughing. Oh, the humanity, the pain. They were drunk and they were laughing. And the one guy kept jumping on the bed because he was like screwing around. I think the friend was fucking around. The first time, I'll give you an example. I was saying to Lynette the other night, when I remember when I was, 17, we walked outside of a party and there was like some friend of ours, and we looked through like the window of the car, and he was getting it on with his girlfriend in the back seat. Mm-hmm. And we all just jumped on the bumper of the car and bounced up and down until they basically were like forced to, wrap something around them and roll the window down or whatever it is. Like I pictured us jumping on the bumper of this car. Now, not exactly apples to apples, but you have to understand, I think the friend was drunk. I think he was drunk. I think when the friend kept jumping on the bed or jumping on him, I think he was screwing with Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I don't think he was attempting to join in.
No.
Or rape or aid him in whatever he was doing. He was laughing, I think, because I'm putting all these pieces together, like laughing, and then he jumped and he knocked them down and she took off. If they were attempting rape, I don't know why they weren't standing at the bottom of the stairs when she finally came out of the bathroom, kind of a thing. Mm. But because we've taken a society and turned everything into violent sexual attacks or attempted rape, then you must deny.
I'm of the opinion, though, that the so-called high school hijinks were not normal, and they were being encouraged at that period of history, and that women were experiencing something very different than the males, who were also being encouraged to participate in hijinks. I mean, look at Animal House. That was an organizing set of goals for every fraternity, to be like Animal House.
Right.
And remember, the central scene of that was this guy that was going to rape an unconscious girl.
Right.
And they made a joke out of it.
Yep.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the culture of the time. And hijinks were the story of the day.
Right.
Right? I mean, all the stories we tell about Chris and Ray and stuff, I'm sure we could find some stories where women were involved or something. That
oh, my God.
Yeah,
we used to go up to the Mulholland Club, break in, and invite girls to go in the jacuzzi
with us. Raise shit on their head.
Well, only... Hold on a second. First off, let me put this in context. Okay.
Is this an attack?
Only the first blast of jacuzzi water...
Out of his asshole.
From his asshole... Mm-hmm. Had shit in it.
So I'm saying.
The second blast, third, fourth, through the late teens and early 20s,
I understand.
Had just traces.
I understand most of
shit.
It was pure as the spring water from which it had been brought.
By the time you got to the fifth or sixth enema.
I understand. But those initial blasts, somebody got shit on. Because he would lower himself down upon people's heads, as you pointed out.
I have no recollection of that. I can – it says rooster tail in your yearbook, Mr. Carolla. Yes, that referred to a drinking game we used to play. Oh, listen, what this stuff would sound like during my confirmation hearing would – now, the good news is it would be so fucking bizarre that no one would believe it. You think I broke in a Mulholland Club, shoved water up my ass, and blasted it at horrified young girls that were topless in a jacuzzi? No.
Just the topless in the jacuzzi would go bad, right? That's already like, hey, huh? What? What were you doing, Mr. Carolla?
Oh.
You forced them.
Oh, listen. It would never. So what we are now, we're going to kind of basically cause two things. One is don't run for office. And the next thing is if you do, you just lie. You just have to lie.
It's pretty crazy.
You can't put yourself there. And there is no more, oh, that was hijinks. You know, that was high school hijinks. And no one's buying that. Now, I'm not condoning this. And it's the same way, I guess, I feel a lot about, you know, when they talk about things in this nation's past, it's like, you know, we used to call black people Negroes, you know, and you go, that was wrong. But then on the other hand, what if everyone called everyone Negro back then? Then what would you do? Just coin the phrase African-American? This is what was going on in many high schools across the nation in the late 70s and the early 80s.
And I would argue a lot of what's going on right now is a reckoning with all that. Because that was not – oh, good. We thought we were – all that was rained down on adolescents by adults. I mean, I found – I tell you about this. I went through some of the 70s Playboy magazines. I found an article entitled Just Slip It in Her Drink.
Yeah.
How to
you
get
told me that.
And it's all these articles about how women should be like a 17-year-old male. And if they're not, just push them along because this society doesn't let them relax and be what they really want to be, which is the same as you.
Still be curious on what – was up with Dr. Ford. Like, there's trauma there, but it's trauma that's
preceded
this with the memory loss and stuff.
The memory stuff was, I thought her memory stuff was sort of normal.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. The only memory part that seemed weird to me is that she lived 8 or 9 miles from the house and doesn't know how she got home.
Well, I found that weird too, and it was a house that nobody went to ever, and why they didn't remember why they were there.
I've had like many thrown out of cars or bikes broken down or bikes towed or pushed out or thrown out of a party or whatever, and the one thing I remember is sort of hitchhiking home or running into Stacy so-and-so who gave me a ride. You know, I do remember the transportation part for
some reason.
Speaking
of rides, car tips.
Ooh.
Get excess weight out of your car. Improve the car mileage. Key fobs your chin to increase its range. No more tips for you because you know the main tip, the most important tip. That is that TrueCar helps you get used cars as well as new cars with a certified dealer network and a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. You can enjoy true price, actual pricing, real price on actual inventory. In other words, when you lock in that price, you know it's for an actual piece of inventory on a TrueCar certified dealer's lot. And overall, a simpler buying experience, whether you're buying new or used. You see what other paid. You look at that scattergram. You convince yourself you're getting a good deal before you lock it in. And then you lock in the price for an actual vehicle on a TrueCar certified dealer's lot. Enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy new or used, Check out True Car and enjoy a confident, much more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right, we got one call up there. Let's see. Hey, Josh, 40, Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, hey, guys. My question was, if for Adam, a hypothetical scenario, if someone put a gun to your head and you had to believe in the existence of God or that Dr. Ford told the truth under oath, what would you believe in?
I believe she told the truth. Well, this is kind of the problem when you're speaking your truth. Now you can speak your truth under oath as well. Here's the dirty little secret that nobody ever brings up, nobody would bring up, and we're living in a world where if you do bring this up, you're going to get shouted down in every Mexican restaurant and every elevator. And by the way, don't get me started on the Mexican elevators. That's where you really get yelled at. But you try to steer clear of those. The truth is she's a woman who has suffered trauma, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure.
And not this one incident.
Right.
In my professional opinion, because I talked to people for a decade who suffered trauma, her voice, her mannerisms, her cadence, her sort of understanding and not understanding certain things speaks of a trauma. Mm-hmm. So she is somebody who has suffered a trauma and somebody who is a fractured person. Because of that, you could never call her a liar. Because this is what happened in her recollection.
Right.
The problem is if you are a trauma sufferer, it's difficult. The recollections are more about how it felt versus what went on. So you literally have two people. One person thinks he's screwing around, let's say, not even this case. Let's just say a case. Yeah. One person's laughing and doing whatever. The other person is suffering and internalizing. And then they both give their version of what happened. And the person, how many times has happened to me where I've told stories about somebody? It was like I was laughing about it, or whatever. And then they told the version that they heard, which is just hurtful and demeaning or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So they're going to give their version, which is hurtful, demeaning, fearful for their life. I'm going to give my version, which is, oh, we're fucking around. We're having a good time. And we don't know what the version is because the two people interpreted the version differently. I believe this is how she felt. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily believe that that means that's what happened exactly, but I certainly believe this is what it made her feel like.
It was her.
Did Kavanaugh commit perjury?
Oh,
did Kavanaugh? Yeah.
Yeah, I would have.
Well, Adam's encouraging it.
I'm encouraging. I'm saying if somebody said, look, it's like the Nazis are running the train station. You're going to forge some documents to try to get on a train to Switzerland. Are you forging those papers? Like, now everyone hates the Nazi references, but what I'm saying is. If he says, I was at the house.
Use McCarthy. You're gonna lie in front of the McCarthy hearings?
Yes. Okay. What I'm saying is if he says, I was there, yeah, I had some beers, yeah, Skeeter was there, yeah, Dr. Ford was there, they were just fucking around. Yeah, I jumped on top of her, but it's like everyone.
Skeeter.
It was whatever. Then he will then be drawn and quartered in the center of town. So if he then realizes that is the option, then he must commit perjury.
Interesting.
That's my opinion.
I like that idea a lot. I feel like,
well, you are forcing people, if you are going to label family men who have a long record of serving this country, if you're going to hang the letter of rapist and sexual assault and violator and all, if you're going to hang that on them, they're going to lie to get out of that.
To protect their family.
But what about,
yes.
What about under oath for a Supreme Court judge? That's the part that's just over the top.
I've said this once and I'll say it again. As a guy who's been through a trial, under oath ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on.
Because people lie all the time.
They consistently lie. They lie to their attorneys, they lie wherever, and then you go, oh, right, but once they get under oath, oh, are you kidding? They just say whatever they said before. I mean, lies that I know are lies. I was in the room for kind of lies. The under oath that everyone sort of, this big invisible sort of guillotine that we hang over everyone's heads, like under oath, does not, I would reckon that most millions of people have lied under oath. And especially if you think it's your hide, and especially if you think you're right. Kavanaugh thinks it's his hide, and he thinks he's right.
This is going to kill the Democrats. If he's confirmed, they want blood, and they're going to confirm him just to draw blood on the Democrats, because the Democrats are going to die on this. I mean, it's going to be bad. I just know it.
Well,
you know? I'm trying to stay in the middle because I don't want any part of it. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
All right. Well, don't call podcasts and run your soup cooler.
I'm with you.
Drew wants out.
I do.
Everyone wants out. I'll tell you what I want
to
do.
You got to do a next book on language, though. There's something about the next book, because it's now we're all chicks. Now we're all going to be speaking some new language or something. That's your next book.
Well, it's not the new language. It's the subtle control. It's a subtle redefining of things.
Yeah.
And then it's like, rape victim, rape survivor, survivor. Now, survivor implies that person was attempting to kill you. I mean, if you look up survivor, mm-hmm. and I mean, like, dirigible incident survivor yeah. means other people died, and there was an attempt. So you turn it to survivor, and now you turn it into a non-sexual crime, and you're a survivor of an attack mm-hmm. now. And now this person goes from 17-year-old with boner and beer to lock him up and throw away the key, right?
Yeah.
Because you've taken a couple of words and you've tweaked them a little bit, yes?
This is how people ended up in the Bastille, exactly this way.
You remember many years ago when we were doing Loveline, not only did I give this speech about the rape being a non-sexual thing that Drew loved, but also when people would tell me, I'd say, are you incest victim or survivor? Survivor. Yeah. Started getting corrected. Yeah. And I started saying, well, what's...
What difference?
What difference? Yeah. Victim, survivor. Survivor sort of implies the person was trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Powerful. I'll tell you what you should be glad you survived for. Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Pluto TV, that is. Never ask for a credit card. You don't need to go anywhere to sign up. You can just watch it for free. Pluto TV is an easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. What are you waiting for? Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. It is the best. And you can watch my channel. That is channel 501. That's the Chassis channel on Pluto TV. That's Pluto TV. And Chassis has two S's and a Y at the end of it. By the way, it's not spelled the French way. Must be a French word.
Chassis.
Yeah, if you think about the spelling of it, right? Yeah. All right. Go to adamcarolla.com and check out where I'm going to be, because I'm going and doing events all over the place. And check out some of the Chassis offerings as well. And get some cool merch at adamcarolla.com. Drew, what do you got?
Go to Dr.com, get the family pods. And also, I'm showing up on Instagram regularly. Instagram's great. You know, you can do these live broadcasts, and you can click on people, and they'll show up on the screen with you and ask questions. So it's sort of a Loveline-esque type experience. So look for that. I'll do it at least a couple times a week.
And you can also check out the Collider Network on Podcast One, Collider Network. Check that out, weekly podcast. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally, when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassy, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.